All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner, and we are back with more in Yochu. So let's go ahead and get started. You bastard, it's him. But what are you doing in here? I knew he was involved somehow, but to find him here right in the middle of a room so deeply saturated with demonic energies. My momentary bewilderment gives him the chance he needs. His lips form a malicious smile at the same time. Bam! Just as I hear the door behind us slam shut, a powerful barrier field envelops us. Shit, I knew it! You're involved with Takaro's disappearance, aren't you? I do believe you owe us an explanation. I try my best to stifle my emotions when I ask him. Deep down in my heart, though, I'm positively fuming with anger. So it really is him. Yamato was right all along. And to think he gave me such a positive first impression. More than anyone else, I'm mad at myself for believing his lies. Misaki returns our words with a fierce glare and a mocking sneer. Tell me, do I have any reason to answer? He shrugs. His lips curl upward into an outright villainous grin, a sharp contrast with his cordial demeanor from earlier. Look around us, see where we are. Do I truly have any reason, any at all, to answer your questions? He's not wrong. We don't exactly have the upper hand here. Also, we're the ones who rushed in here despite knowing it would be a trap. That said, not even I expected such a powerful barrier to be in place. It's making my hair stand on end. I feel an unpleasant prickling at my skin, too. Shattering the barrier will not be an easy task. But maybe Yamato could. I throw a quick glance in his direction. I need to buy us some time. Either way, getting out of here is our top priority right now. Where's Takaru? Takaru, oh right, your sister. It doesn't matter how I do it, but I need to distract him. Yamato, I'll buy us some time with Raiko. I whisper to Yamato in a voice quiet enough not to be overheard. Right, as usual, I'll leave the timing to you. Sounds like he understands what to do. As for me... Tell me where you're keeping Takaru or else. Or else what? Tell me, Demon Hunter. What will you do? Misaki's tone lowers to a growl as it takes on a decidedly demonic quality. There's that unpleasant tingling again. Moments later, I notice countless tentacles about to erupt from the floor. I'll do this, Raiko! I summon Raiko within a fraction of a second and immediately deliver a powerful horizontal slash. Swish! An electric shockwave bursts forward from the blade, pulverizing the tentacles in the blink of an eye. I launch the next shockwave straight at Misaki. We're not done with him yet. Misaki, however, ends up deflecting it without so much as breaking a sweat. I knew it. He's no ordinary human. So what now? He slowly holds up his hand. Here comes another! At roughly the same time, I bend forward, eager to launch yet another attack. However... Swoosh! When Misaki motions with his hand, a shockwave several times more powerful than mine comes hurling at me. Crap! I won't be able to dodge it. In fact, I don't even have time to lift Raiko. It feels like the shockwave is coming at me in slow motion. There's a loud crash and the very room trembles all around us. What are you doing, Makoto? Yamato steps forward to cover for me. He's just barely able to stop Misaki's shockwave with his wooden sword. Shit, all my spiritual energy wasted. He was saving it to destroy the barrier, but had to use it to defend me. Sorry. Save your apologies, dumbass. We've got more important things to do. Let's try again. Right! Yamato reprimands me for my brief moment of weakness. He's right, though. My fingers tighten around the hilt of Raikou as I ready myself for another strike. But then... Yamato's body begins to tremble. He takes a step back and attempts to focus on the barrier again, but then he suddenly falls to his knees. Yamato, you're bleeding! The red stain on his side is beginning to grow larger. Damn it, this guy's good! His voice grows ragged and shaky. I thought I'd stopped his attack, but I guess I was wrong. Yamato leans on his wooden blade, grimacing in pain. All the while, the red stain on his clothes continues to expand. Oh dear, is your boyfriend already out for the count? You despicable! Flashing a wicked grin, Misaki takes a step toward me. I'm getting goosebumps all over. I feel like I'm about to pass out. My palms are slippery with sweat. You walked right into my trap, thinking nothing would go wrong. Your incompetence truly is astonishing. He takes another step. I find myself unconsciously backing away from him. The raw pressure of his aura is simply too much to bear, and it's making my body quake in fear. I'll feed your little friend to the dogs. As for you, my dear, you'll have the honor of carrying a demon's child. He takes yet another step. I notice a set of new tentacles emerging from the ground. This is bad, more than bad. I bite into my lower lip as I stand in front of Yamato to try and cover him. The tentacles themselves should be no match for me, but if Misaki launches that shockwave at the same time... Let me handle this! I hear Yamato struggling to his feet behind me. But what are you trying to do? I won't let you! Shut up, I gotta take him down at least. Dismissing my concerns, Yamato gets up by leaning on his wooden sword. Then let me help too! You certainly are a pair of sore losers. What do you even hope to achieve, really? You're merely hastening the inevitable. Shut your goddamn mouth! Yamato squeezes out another insult before lunging at Misaki. A second later... Gales of the End! Billowing Petals! Whoosh! What? Following a shout by an elegant yet commanding voice, the barrier begins to weaken and distort. This voice, it's... The barrier finally shatters. At the same time... Makoto, now's your chance! As the voice rings out around me, I channel all my energies into Raikou. Eager for release, my spiritual energies form a powerful mass within my hand. Misaki staggers backwards, shocked by the abrupt destruction of his barrier. There's my opening. I lunge forward, bringing the concentrated power of Raikou down upon him. The bright, twinkling runes of an offensive spell begin to envelop the blade, strengthening it. It's a two-person maneuver I know all too well. A bright flash of spiritual energy follows as the entire room is covered in electric shockwaves. All the tentacles are instantly vaporized. I don't care how powerful Misaki may be, there's no way he would remain unscathed after being hit by an attack like that. We're not done with you yet! Fired up and eager to drive Misaki into a corner, I ready Raikou for another attack. However, sounding an ominous laugh, Misaki's body begins to sway and tremble. He's gradually becoming one with the darkness. What? Not so fast! I make an attempt to stop him, but it's no use. His form ends up completely melting into the darkness. Don't think you've seen the last of me! His voice echoes out from the darkness before fading away. A few moments pass and a calm silence returns to the room. He got away! I stand still for a few moments, gazing into the darkness Misaki has just melted into. He really is gone, though. I can't feel his presence anymore, and that's when it hits me. Takaru! Seeing her makes a sudden numbness wash over my body. Mikoto, really now? I turn around to face Takaru and immediately throw myself into her arms. It's her! It's Takaru! She's alive! She's okay! I hug, squeezing tighter and tighter while shaking like a lost child. Seriously, where were you? Why didn't you contact us and tell us you were fine? Do you have any idea how worried I've been? I continue sobbing in Takaru's arms as the sheer amount of pent-up stress I've been dealing with turns into a wave of relief. In response, she gently runs her fingers through my hair. I'm sorry I made you worry, Mikoto, but I had my reasons. Right now, though, her gaze drifts towards the ground. We should tend to Yamato. He could die, you know. Oh, you're right. It totally slipped my mind. Yamato, are you okay? Jeez, that's cold. Before I can even react, Yamato slumps forward and hits his forehead against the floor. Takaru and I carry Yamato to the infirmary to administer first aid. His wounds aren't as deep as I thought, but he was affected by Misaki's curse. Thankfully, Takaru was able to dispel it. Thank goodness, you're both okay. We are. I'm sorry for making you worry, Mikoto. Once Yamato's treatment is finished, I breathe another sigh of relief. It's only now starting to sink in that I finally found Takaru. And it makes me realize how scared and stressed out I've been. I finally understand. I'm just... I'm just glad you're safe, but what happened? Why didn't you get in touch? Well... According to Takaru, Misaki suddenly attacked her while she was performing her exorcisms around the school. She ended up losing her means of contacting us as well as her seals and spellcasting tools. If that wasn't enough, her movements were also constricted by an especially powerful barrier. Takaru had spent all her energy on just keeping herself safe. I kept waiting and waiting, believing that you'd come. And with their attention turned to you, I had an opportunity to break free from their surveillance. She used that chance to escape and come to our rescue just as Misaki was about to overpower us. I see. I can tell you've been through a lot, but I'm glad you're all right. I really am. Mikoto! Still, I can't believe the nerve of that Misaki. He's going down, that's for sure. Even now, I feel ashamed for having taken his side. But it's just like Yamato suspected. He was the one behind all of this. You always had a weak spot for pretty faces. It didn't take much for his spell to affect you. It doesn't take long for Takaru to put the pieces together. His true identity is that of an imp, a Western demon that excels at manipulating man's envy and lust. An imp, huh? I see. That would explain why our spells and barriers were less effective. Our spells have a slightly different effect on Western and Eastern demons. In order to effectively hunt them down, one must make ample preparations. That, of course, includes a preliminary investigation and plenty of research. I don't have much experience with his kind, but knowing his identity gives us a fighting chance. Takaru's words fill me with relief. I was worried for a second, knowing we'd have to go up against a Western demon, but I'm glad Takaru's on our side. That does put a few things in a new light. Yamato sits up, still moaning in pain. Come on, you should be resting. Nah, I'm fine. You should know how stubbornly resilient I am. My body still aches, but I'll be back in top form in no time. I see, that's good to hear. Anyway, that's the whole team back together. And it won't be long before Yamato makes a full recovery either. We'll finish this job without so much as breaking a sweat. Hell yeah, I can't wait to drag that Misaki bastard out of his hole and kick his ass to Kingdom Come. Still. Slow down, you two. Takaru's calm, composed voice stops us from getting too carried away. To be precise, we're not dealing with Misaki, but the imp controlling him. Defeating that creature will be no walk in the park, so don't let your guard down. I know, but... He should be on the defensive for now, at least. He's likely watching from the shadows, waiting to see what our next move will be. But if we're not careful, we'll end up falling prey to another one of his traps. So, what do we do then? Let's see. First, we'll wait for Yamato to recover while making sure that all our activities are restricted to daytime hours. We can't give him any form of advantage. A plan befitting Takaru, but one that feels a bit overly cautious. She's completely right, though. I don't want us to get separated again. Okay, we'll do as you say, Takaru. I'm all tuckered out after everything that happened, so a bit of rest and relaxation wouldn't hurt. Good. Taking the time to rest is all part of the job. The same goes for you, Yamato. Ugh, fine, whatever. But in exchange, you gotta let me be the one who takes the bastard down. And with that, Yamato goes back to bed. I'll need to rest up, too. Tomorrow we'll put an end to Misaki's schemes once and for all. Okay, seems like a good point to leave off at. Hope you guys enjoyed the battle. It's a pretty cool battle, and it was fun to act for. I haven't done acting like that in a while, but I really enjoyed it. And Yochu is supposed to be pretty fucked up, supposed to be one of the more fucked up novels out there, but I haven't really seen any crazy shit yet. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Hentai Corner with Inyochu.